Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. Who gets your allegiance? Let's read that passage. Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 15. And then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And when they heard these words, they marveled. And they left him and went their way. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. These leaders are amazing. They just keep getting beat and they keep coming back for more. Jesus lands devastating blows and they're back to try again. Why would they do that? They refuse to change their sinful ways. So they want to destroy the messenger. Next, it'll be the Sadducees in verses 22 to 33. And then the Pharisees again in verses 34 to 36. They know what is at stake and they refuse to do it. Surrender to God's authority. They accused him of breaking the Sabbath. It failed. They said he was demon-possessed. Failure. They demanded he perform miraculous signs, hoping he could not. They changed tactics. They decided to try and get him by entrapment. But that didn't work either. Jesus responded to their tricks powerfully. Question: Where did he get his authority? Answer: The baptism of John. Was it from a man or God? Look at the passage. First, Jesus was the target of a clever trap. Verses 15 to 17, again. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you're true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you don't regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? The Pharisees plotted to trick or to trap Jesus. But they did not go to him themselves. They sent the disciples, their disciples and the Herodians. The Herodians were a party of Jews who supported Rome and backed the Herodian dynasty. They weren't religious. They were just a political party. The Pharisees hated both Roman rule and Herodian influence. They became strange bedfellows because both groups viewed Jesus as a threat. What was the plan? Well, the enemies of Christ don't give up. The Pharisees and the Herodians counseled together about how to get rid of Jesus, the law. They needed Rome, but Roman attitude didn't help. By force, well, they needed the people, but they saw him as a prophet. Make his own tongue be his undoing. He be bold speaking his mind. Entangle him in his talk. What was the trap? Well, it was a seemingly innocent question. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? There was a poll tax, an annual fee of one denarius per person. It was part of the heavy taxation of the Romans used to finance the occupying force. Jews particularly hated this tax. It suggested Rome owned the people. They were his possessions of God, but they didn't honor him. The question was a trick. If he answered no, it was treason against Rome. If he answered yes, he would lose the multitudes. They prefaced it with compliments, with flattery, hatred covered with deceit. You know, later when Judas kissed Jesus while betraying him, what they said was all true. Jesus was a faithful teacher, bold in reproof, cared not for any, but it was just a setup. Oh, what do you think? What do you think? But Jesus saw the trap immediately, verses 18 and 19. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. Jesus saw through the trap and revealed their hypocrisy. He defused their bomb and sent them home empty-handed. They had no idea who it was they were dealing with. A denarius was a silver coin, which was the value of a day's wages for a Roman soldier. One side of the coin had an image of the emperor's face, Tiberius. The other had an image of the emperor sitting on his throne in priestly robes. Jesus disarmed the trap with wisdom. Here, verses 20-22. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Caesar's, God's. Caesar's, God's. Caesar's image is stamped on the coin. Christians are called to render obedience to Caesar. Render literally means to pay. The things of God do not belong to Caesar and should only be given to God. Caesar has the right to assess taxes, but Caesar does not have all authority in social, political, and religious realms. God has ultimate authority in all realms, including the Roman Empire, the world. These words, they were amazed at how Jesus evaded their cleverly devised and set trap. They admired his wisdom, and they also knew they were no match for him. They marveled and left. So, what is the point? Earthly authority is legitimate unless it contradicts God's authority. Jesus gave no offense in evading their trap. He left them soundly reproved for their trickery. And he left something for the church for today in that encounter. Christianity is no enemy to civil government, but a friend. God's kingdom does not interfere with earthly jurisdiction, even though all authority is from God. It's the duty of Christians to support government with their taxes. Romans 13, verse 6. "For because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing." And so it's the highest duty of man to honor God, especially Christians. Matthew Henry wrote, "If purses are Caesar's, then consciences are God's. Render to God what is God's, and what is God's is obedience. Always be ready to obey God if a conflict occurs between authorities." We see this example in Acts chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. It says, "So the leaders called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Well, let me ask you, who gets your allegiance? Is it Jesus or the world? It's obvious. Listen. Who gets your allegiance is obvious by the way you prioritize your life. Who gets you when a choice is made? You have a great day.